Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel.
Your Gospel in Swedish.
Så älskade Gud världen att han gav den sin enda son för att de som tror på honom inte ska gå under utan ha evigt liv.
Your gospel aims to make the gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from your gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian. Listen. g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Thank you for listening.
I'm Linda Buchan from King's Inverness Church. You're listening to Gospel for Grampian Community Radio for Northeast Scotland.
A very good afternoon to you. Welcome along to this Community Elements show here on Gospel for Grampian. Now, today's a great day because we've actually got Brian live into the studio. He's not only alive, but he's live here on the radio. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob. Good to meet you today.
Yeah, Brian comes replete with his brand new jacket, which I have to say came as a gift from Torrey St. Pittick's Church, but don't tell anyone. He looks great in it anyway. And you can see him miles off as well.
Oh.
I meant that in a good way, you know, Brian.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a lovely sort of marine blue and yellow as well. So I think it's really great. Anyway, Brian's coming in and he's going to be delivering a good news story. He generally delivers four good news stories, and I'm hoping that I can persuade him in perhaps again to do more live work in the future with us. Also on the programme today, we've got a wee update of what's going on at CFINE. That's Community Food Initiatives North East, and they're based at 2 Poinock Road. They've got a range of services. It's not just their food bank, but they also send out fruit and veg at low prices to churches and charities and businesses. And they also help people out with various services. So we'll cover that. But let's get straight on to Brian's good news. Now, what's it all about? Something rather seasonal, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Aberdeen's Christian Village will return to the Grand City shortly. The festive attraction, which is organised by Aberdeen Inspired, the City Council and Codonas, will be open to the public on Broad Street and Upper Kirkgate from November 21st to December 31st. The popular attraction will offer funfair rides, ice skating and an extended Christmas market. There will also be a brand new 9-hole festive crazy golf attraction. Adrian Watson, Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, said it may still feel a bit early for some people to start thinking about anything in the festive season, but with a little over a month until we officially launch the Aberdeen Christian Village, we're very much looking forward to bringing seasonal cheer to the heart of the city centre. Our team has been working hard alongside our partners at Aberdeen City Council and Codonas in planning the event, and the countdown to Christmas is on. Now, in its fifth year, the village has grown since it was first established, and with the introduction of some new attractions and the return of fairground favourites, as well as the extension of our Christmas in the Quad Market offering, there will be plenty on offer for people to get into the seasonal spirit this year. Aberdeen has an events programme which has put the city on the map as a must-visit destination, with festivals like New Art Aberdeen, Aberdeen International Comedy Festival, Inspired Nights, and the Aberdeen Christian Village drawing people to the city. We would urge people to support local events, get out and about and enjoy everything on their doorstep. Aberdeen City Council culture spokeswoman Mary Bolton said, "For another year, Aberdeen is set to shine with festive sparkle as the Christmas Village returns to Broad Street with a bigger and brighter festive offering. We are extremely determined, or delighted indeed, to extend the number of stalls within Marshall Quad and add to the festive cheer with new further attractions. Christmas in Aberdeen creates over a month of activity that has something for everyone." Now, that was a good news article from the Evening Express. We now turn our attention to a great news article from the Bible. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. We'll read from verses 20 to 23. "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us." We have here two accounts of Jesus' birth. In both, it is said that Mary was a virgin. Now, we all know that a man and a woman have to come together before a child is born, but in Mary's case, the place of the father was taken by the Holy Ghost. So, Jesus was unique. Many people at the time worshipped him, and we too ought to worship him. He was also named Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Isn't it fantastic that the creator of the universe should come to live in his creation? As creator, Jesus knew everything about his creation, and he knows all about us, our actions and our thoughts. The question then comes to mind, why did he come? The answer is given here, to save his people from their sins. We are told in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Jesus wanted to put this right. Romans 5, 8 tells us, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus knew that of ourselves we had no hope and would land in a lost eternity. So he, being infinite, decided to take the punishment for each of us. John chapter 3, verse 16, a very popular verse, tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, we know why we celebrate Jesus' birth. He fully deserves our worship. Praise his name.
Brian, thank you very much. And not just a news story, not just a Bible passage, but an exposition as well. Excellent.
I thought that was very important.
Indeed, yes.
Very well worthwhile expanding on what the scripture said.
Thank you very much for that, Brian. And I come past that Christmas market quite a few times, and it's great to see all the celebrations going on. But if we just think about the celebrations, the meaning of what Christmas is about does disappear very rapidly. You see nice stores around, you sit around having a good time, but people end up thinking, what is it all about, and why do we celebrate?
I agree with that, and this passage, I believe, brought out the true meaning of why he came here in the first place.
Well, it wasn't just that particular one passage, but there were, you did refer to quite a few other passages as well, didn't you?
Yes.
So that listeners get things clear in their minds, which other passages, apart from the main one, did you refer to?
Well, I thought it was very pertinent to mention Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to know, each individual needs to know that they have failed. Which that's basically what it is. And then they need to know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that a very much uplifting piece of news, which we need to know?
And it's something that I think a lot of people, because they don't understand it, they either take for granted or they put aside because they don't understand it. But it's definitely something. Thank you very much, Brian, for bringing that out for us and helping people to realise even the meaning behind all the lovely Christmas carols we hear. And what I've been doing today, as well as yesterday, and we'll be doing up until the end of the month, is I'm preparing the lists of Christmas carols and the Christmas music, which the station is going to be playing, and we'll be releasing a programme output of what we are going to be playing doing over December.
That will be very valuable.
Well, that's what we try and do. I have to say that, listeners, that if you're listening for the first time, Brian is one of our very faithful volunteers. He comes in faithfully every Thursday and he records Brian's Good News, usually for news stories, and we usually have a bite to eat, something quite often at the Torres and Fittix Cafe. Are they doing a great job providing a central hub for the community? And that operates usually Tuesdays and Thursdays between about 9:30 a.m. through to about 2:30, 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. And they provide it. Well, I have to admit, I had a very nice soup there the other day and a bit of bread and butter pudding, which was extremely good.
Now, will you stop this? You're making me hungry now.
Yeah, I know, but you know I'm a good stirrer.
Not good. Excellent.
And so are you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we thrive off giving each other a lot of cheek, that's how we get on, and it's usually really good. And it's so good when you can actually have that good banter going on there. It really is good. Now, I've got a little bit of extra news for you from listeners from Gospel for Grampian. I'm pleased to say that just this afternoon, Helen and I have finally finished checking and looking at the calendar for the umpteenth time, it seems. But thanks to my wonderful wife, Helen, for getting things sorted out right at the end. And so we've been able to get that off, and it is now in the proofing and printing stage. There'll be about 170 copies coming, and we will be retailing the calendars for about £8, and they're A3 colour calendars, and there's lots of lovely scenes from around Scotland. So we'll make sure that some of the photos and the screenshot is available on our website so that people can see it. And if you'd like to order it or get in touch with us and you'd like a copy, then it'll be £8 and we can arrange to send that to you.
I must admit, I have seen all the pictures that are on the calendar, and they are all uplifting. They're all beautiful pictures and there's a text on each one. And they're all appropriate.
Which Brian has incidentally worked on, because he came up with the texts. Thank you very much, Brian.
All is a result of prayer and guidance from the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So bit by bit, as a team, we work together, and we would love to have more people on our team, people who are envisioned with a vision for the future to take the gospel fully forward, and to make sure that the gospel is not only heard, but seen and experienced. And this is what we want to do, working with believers from all denominations.
Yes.
And in unity with believers from all denominations, and not just A or B church at the corner of a particular street or other.
Excellent.
So now we come on to the information about CFINE. CFINE is one of the great food banks. It's the Aberdeen South Food Bank here in Aberdeen. And they're based at 2 Poinock Road, which is just off Market Street. But they also have a range of services. So what services are available? Well, it's available really through their SAFE team, their in-house SAFE support workers, working in partnership with Grampian Housing Association, credit unions and many others. So can provide help with benefits and budgeting, volunteering to improve employability skills, credit union membership, crisis loan and community care grant applications, skills developing, training through volunteering, and access to affordable fruit and veg. The SAFE team provide the budgeting and money advice, checking entitlements to benefits and applying for benefits. And I would have, as a I know some people who know me well would realise I remember having great problems in trying to, when I was unemployed, trying to apply for benefits, and I had no end of hoops to go through. I can only imagine it would be much, much worse now. Mm-hmm. But I remember being really frustrated and not being able to actually get benefits, which I was actually legally entitled to, and there were they come back with a question and they get another question, and this hadn't been done quite right. And maybe it was a little checkbox in the corner of the form which you hadn't quite seen. And yet they had kind of checked it. No end of questions and detail. I can understand they need to be accountable. And then you begin to wonder why other people will manage to get it so much more quickly. Mm-hmm. So I would have been really glad for this help from SAFE. From the SAFE team. So they do a great job of managing money on a budget, dealing with low-scale debts, referrals for housing and issues around council tax, tenancy, repairs, homelessness, employability and energy advice. They help with beneficiaries to Pathways, which offers a one-to-one support to help people find the job they want. And again, when you're unemployed and you really don't know who to look to, you can go into the job centre and all the cards on the forms or whatever it is, they used to have just cards on these long boards. I used to go in and have a look, and they kind of all used to kind of merge into one. Could very easily become very distressed looking at that, because either it was just not within, just not suitable work, mm-hmm. not for what you've trained for. So they did, I find that in the job centres at that time, they didn't used to understand. But I'm glad to see examples like this, where there is organisations through the SAFE team at CFINE who are actually helping people out, making sure that they get things right from the start, helping people to understand the intricacies of getting a job and being able to demonstrate that they are the right people for that job and getting the job that is best for them or the job that the person might want.
So they're great at giving advice and encouragement, because
yes.
sometimes when you're unemployed and that, it can be very depressing, and they are there to lift us up and help us through that, through to the other side.
Yes.
Through receiving a job.
Uh-huh.
And all the help that is needed, they are there to advise on that, which is a massive encouragement, isn't it?
It is a massive encouragement. And it's probably not the biggest of all teams that they've got. I've been down and I've seen their offices. And it's great that they have this team there available to help people. They also help out with energy heating advice as well, for fuel poverty, energy efficiency, sustainable living, carbon reduction. And SAFE can be accessed, in fact, as a link through the CFINE website, cfine.org. Now, what we'll do is we'll also come to quickly mention some of the other services that CFINE do, and mention the food bank as well, which I think would be a good idea to do that. So the food bank is available Monday through to Friday, and all the hours are consistent, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This provides emergency food parcels to those in need. Food banks in themselves, it says on their website, are not helpful. They create dependence, erode dignity, and change nothing. However, when people have no way of accessing food, they are essential. So with this in mind, they do offer that number of services we've just talked about, Brian, aimed at addressing the complex underlying issues. Now, they've got a statistic here. Food bank statistics. 1 in 4 people using CFINE's food bank reported a delay in benefit payment. 1 in 4 people. That's a lot. The referral bank accepts referrals from the various agency, but also operates a self-referral system. So if your organisation needs to make a referral, get in touch by clicking the button below. So you can do that. And the food bank, as always, are very grateful when people help out. Now, I have to say that the Aberdeen North Food Bank at the moment is kind of based, I think, just along the road here in Torrey at the moment, just by the way that things have worked out. But that's operated by a number of different churches, including Bon Accord Free Church, based near the Rosemount Viaduct in Aberdeen, and also King's Community Church. I think there's another church involved as well. And my wife Helen helps out there when she can. So food banks doing a great job, but organisations like CFINE can do a great job indeed. So that's virtually everything from us here for the moment today on this 15th of November. You can hear this particular programme going out again Saturdays and Sundays at 12 p.m. and also listen in to the programme again or parts of the programme again during the week. I think you'll just be doing the whole programme today during the week, and also as a podcast as well. So keep it coming. But Brian, can I ask you, how have you enjoyed coming in and doing this live?
Well, actually, it was a lot easier than I expected. You know, I was a little bit nervous beforehand, but I believe the Lord has helped.
Yep. And would you come in and do this again?
There is a very good chance of that.
Perhaps would you come in around Christmas time and come on a show? Perhaps maybe a different show, say the request show, which happens on a Monday evening, and on Monday evening it's Gospel Cafe. It's a request show, and it's creating an oasis in your day. Now next week, I have been informed by Rachel Mackay, previously Rachel Summers, that she will be coming in and being part of the show. So another week in December, we could actually have your good self coming in, making a few requests. We can do a little bit of background chat in between the links.
Well, this doesn't sound too scary.
Good. Right, well, I think we've got Brian hooked. So if you've enjoyed hearing Brian today and you've enjoyed the programme and found the programme of use, do get in touch with us. Now, our email address is info, that's info, at gnumber4g.org.uk. Oh, I'm just thinking of all these things. I should have written all this down before I started, you know. But we had a boost this week. We did have a boost this week with regard to the station. We have a project at the station which is making John 3:16, which Brian kindly read out for us a little bit earlier, on available in different languages, because we recognise that Aberdeen is a multinational city now. We have the port just over the way there, and we have the airport. We have students coming in from various places and workers in different parts of the city, and visitors, of course, as well. So Aberdeen is a multinational city, and we're wanting to make sure that the gospel can be heard in many different languages. Now, we have nearly 30 languages that it goes out in. And recently, about a few weeks ago, I was contacted by a minister in Pakistan, and he was interested in that and said, had we got any videos? So I said, yes. And the next thing that I know is he was asking for videos of this, which he could feature on Jesus TV, Jesus Christ TV, which is a satellite and also a cable station in Pakistan. So I managed to get Urdu and English. Urdu and English are both languages which are spoken in Pakistan. And I combined them together on a video and a little promotion for your gospel video, sent them to him, and they are now, that video is now being broadcast and has been broadcast several times on Jesus Christ TV in Pakistan, and he sent me a few videos of people watching.
It's a real encouragement, isn't it?
It is a real encouragement, and we hope that that will continue. So we're really looking forward to being able to do much more, not only locally, but also internationally as well. And we'd love folks with a real vision for taking the gospel forward to step forward and be part of the station. And if you were interested, what would actually happen would be that we would ask you to sign to join as a member of the station and also as a volunteer. So there'll be two forms to do. Then you'll be spoken to by met by some of our trustees, and they would have a chat, and from that we'd then be able to get you into working with us in a capacity. So that'd be really great. Okay, it's coming up for 1:30 the hour, and we're going to be going and playing the Royal Foundlings, something called Can You Hear It? Well, I am sure I can actually hear it. Brian, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.